Sunday we had a wonderful Bhakta Sangha. Had a nice turnout. In addition to that, Naranji Maharaj and Chandramouli Maharaj were also there. And I've put up the roundtable discussion on the counselor system, also on the articles. Devotees can listen to that. It's translated. And yesterday and today, the day before, you heard a post Bhakta Sangha meeting that we just had at the temple. It was really just to thank Sridharam Prabhu and Kishori Maharaji for their contribution. It ended up becoming a nice discussion, and that's why I put it up. I hope that devotees enjoyed that. What I'm going to talk about now was something I also discussed at the Bhakta Sangha, and a topic that I've also brought up before on this podcast, and that was about the phenomenon of children being abused in Krishna consciousness. And my real purpose here is not so much to just delve into the issue itself and how it has affected the society, but just to give a warning to parents. I mentioned that to at the Bhakta Sangha to devotees, that sometimes, you know, I go into leave the temple room either in Budapest or the farm on a Sunday program or a festival, and I just see children running around freely in the reception, and I get a little irate. And it's not because I don't like children, because I've really sort of sacrificed my whole sannyas ashram for the sake of trying to provide a future for our children in Hungary. But because I'm very concerned that unsupervised children in a public place where there are many, many adults will result, not can, but will result in abuse. It may have resulted already. It's something that only time tells, because sometimes it takes decades before children actually come out with it. And we in ISKCON have already had or faced a very major crisis within our society in terms of how our children in Gurukul Ashram were abused. For the most part, that's where it took place, and in that way we really betrayed a generation, even two generations of children, and we're paying the price for that. That can't happen. Parents have to recognize that. I don't think this is something new. More, what we're seeing is that awareness of it is a newer phenomenon. The Catholic Church is rocking under the scandal of child abuse, probably shaking it more than it's been shaken in its past 2,000-year history, and losing phenomenal support. In fact, I was speaking with Pragosh Prabhu not long ago about this, and he was telling me how in very, very Catholic Ireland, the respect for Catholic Church itself, for priests, is at such a low ebb. Two years ago, when I actually met one of the bishops here in Hungary, he was telling me that when he goes out on the street in his robes, he gets mocked, he gets called a pedophile by the youth. And it's not a phenomena that's isolated to the Catholic Church that we know well. It happens in ISKCON. It happened in ISKCON. It happens in ISKCON, and it doesn't take long for it to happen. I have personal first-hand involvement in a case where in Mayapur, parents and their children go for a deity greeting, and in the period of a kirtan and the deity greeting, one of their children gets abused in the temple room of Mayapur Chandradoya. Temple room. Not in the public, but just one of these sort of out-of-way places. It doesn't take long for it to happen. So many incidents, I'm not going to get into them all, but we should be aware that there are people, and that was one of the studies on some of these pedophile priests. There are people who join a religious order, who will join to become a Hare Krishna, who will chant Hare Krishna, who will take initiation, who go on Harinam with you and distribute books and do so many other things just so that they can actually get access to children. If we have, for instance, ashrams and they maneuver themselves in that direction where they can have access, free access to children, or in some, of course, that's the most sort of ideal from the point of view of an abuser, or from some other place where they can easily access children. This is really the pits of namaparad, in other words, to maintain material attachment while chanting Hare Krishna. People chant Hare Krishna and they practice Krishna consciousness for the primary purpose of fulfilling this very base material desire. And that was the research as regards to some Catholic priests, some of these abusers. They join with that purpose in mind. They don't join purely to become a priest. They join in order to get a children. I mention this because parents need to really, really be aware. They can no longer afford to just allow their children to run freely and mix freely with anyone. Whether it be, in my opinion, even staying over at someone else's home, or letting some nice brahmachari play with their children, who seems very loving and friendly and so on, unsupervised. It's not worth the risk. Maybe that person may really love children, but maybe he may not. And I don't think parents want to subject their children or allow their children to be subjected to that type of risk, what to speak of, that something actually happens. And it will happen more and more. This is what Kali Yuga, so these things will happen more. As Kali Yuga progresses, it's not just a matter of that they'll abuse the children, but Bhagavatam says that they'll eat each other. So Your child may disappear not to be abused, but you may disappear to be eaten. I don't think we're at that stage at the present moment, but we're certainly at this stage. And I think parents really need to be responsible. My personal opinion is, from at least my upbringing, experience and with devotee parents, is in general they're very lax when it comes to their children, for instance, coming into a temple. One, just how they allow the children to run freely, from simply a point of view of respect for a religious institution. It was sort of inconceivable when I was a child that I go to church on Sunday and I start running around in the church. Your parents don't allow you to do that. And we had the Sunday school, and you go there, but even there you have to conduct yourself properly. But outside of that, so sometimes my mind sort of boggles as to how parents think that temple rooms or quarters of temples or other places should be places where just sort of playground. But that's not the point right now. The point right now is that discarding this responsibility, especially in this type of place, and allowing children to run freely in a place where there are many, many people, and where people will come for that purpose to actually abuse children, is really irresponsible. And these abusers are nice people, externally friendly people, people who generally, ultimately everyone says, well, I've never thought it of him. That's what they say of terrorists, that's what they say of abusers. It's not worth the risk. So anyway, the purpose of this podcast was just to really request the parents to be on their guard, keep their children close to them, and have a sort of a value and principle where you're not going to allow your children to be subjected to such a kind of risk. And personally, I think that even ISKCON's concept of allowing any type of ISKCON-approved ashram is something that really needs consideration. Can our society, can our institution take responsibility, say that, yes, it's all right. I'm not going to do that here in Hungary, that's one thing for sure. But anyway, back to the point. Please, please be careful and take care of your children. Hare Krishna.